Your soul is calling you forward. Your soul knows where you are going, even if you do not. And as long as you are paying attention to and listening to what you are feeling and acting on that, the steps are going to be there for you.
Yes!
Yes! This is like a big cosmic yes. How does this moment, this person, this experience, this thought make you feel? This is your greatest teacher. And it's the inner teacher. Your inner teacher is aligned with your soul path always. It knows who you are here to become. And we got to get really strong and protective and non-negotiable about what you need to do to join forces once again with your inner teacher. It's like this image that just came to me. You walk into a room and there's stuff all over the table. And you just come into that room and you just take your arm and you swipe everything off that table. Clean slate. That part of you that is so strong and so protective and so non-negotiable about what is your focal point that's getting you where you most desire and everything that is not. This is the divine merge of mind. So your Susie aspect and heart. Your soul aspect. And we're doing this work not just for ourselves, but for others. Speaking of oneness and full circle moments and moving the mind to the heart, I want to shine light a little bit on the gateway at the end of May, which was a major transition point that we are all feeling and experiencing in our day-to-day lives. And this trigger was a Lemurian grid activation. Okay, so a little background, so we are all listening from the same level of awareness. Lemuria, ancient civilization that existed on Earth before and during the time of Atlantis. And why it's relevant to us today is that Lemuria is also known as the Divine Mother Civilization. Some refer to it as Mu. Or motherland, M-U. Lemuria was a spiritually advanced matriarchal culture with connections to the cosmos and also profound love connection to the whales. Lemuria had deep ties to whales. So along with crystal, Lemurian crystals, the whales carry the light codes of this ancient motherland. And those of you who work with Lemurian quartz, myself included, know that it has been encoded with higher wisdom and divine energies of divine feminine energies of Lemuria, which are unconditional love and healing and the knowledge that we are all one. It's actually kind of inevitable that the teachings and wisdom and influences, positive influences of Lemuria and Atlantis both would cycle back round to influence this time. And I'm certain that one of the powerful and intentional reasons we new humans were called to gather in New Zealand is that it is one of many islands all over the Pacific Ocean that know and honor the legend of Lemuria, or Mu. New Zealand has a large Polynesian population, many of whom we met. I actually sat by a Polynesian man on my flight over who was returning to New Zealand after visiting his sons in the state. And he told me of his family and his culture. He lives deep in a more remote location on the North Island that still practices the ancient ways. He spoke of people handing down for thousands of years the story of a continent in the Pacific that was the motherland of mankind. I just felt a shudder, like a shimmer of recognition, of respect and love for this large island man with tattoos of whales and the language of the ancient tongue and uniquely Polynesian symbols all over his body that he wore with the honor of a warrior. And yet he exuded such a gentle feminine presence. And we shared food. I'm vegan. He was not. And I was happy to trade something on my plate for the fruit on his. I offered because I hate to waste food and I did not expect anything in return, but I can still see his smile and the twinkle in his eye in wanting to give me something in return. Unity. Oneness. The seat in between us was vacant for the 12 plus hour flight. And he encouraged me to lie down, rearranging his things for me to do so. It was such a divinely orchestrated encounter. And what I really want you to hear and to impress into the core cellular of your being is that this is the way the intelligence of the earth, the wisdom of this light is helping us to activate and remember facts and relevant information about these ancient civilizations, not with a chalkboard at the front of the room that says Lemuria and teaches something for your brain, but through magical, mystical experiences that we only need to be present and awake to then begin. I see these golden threads of energy funneling between me and this man who was at the heart of the ancestry of the energies that I know we were called to New Zealand in part to activate and experience. Okay, so all of this is fascinating, but the thread to feel into that will tap into and awaken your connection or knowledge of Lemuria is the activation of the divine feminine, divine mother in this now, which vibrates unconditional love and unity and oneness. There are crystals all over the world, many in human hands, many more not yet to be discovered, that were encoded and left behind for us from the ancient Lemurians. These crystals carry a very sophisticated technology that is beyond what we enjoy today. So this gateway in May 15th through the 25th, I can't even describe to you the experience of the vibration that I'm feeling and hearing in all of my body. So I'm having compassion and relaxing as much as I can around getting information out of my mouth to dialogue. So, okay, this gateway in May, the 15th through the 25th, that overlapped with the Lion's Gate and a Taurus full moon. The constellation of Taurus is also known as the Pleiades or the Seven Sisters. All of this is so relevant and mystical and inspiring because the shift to the new timelines is being largely influenced by the alignments of planets and solar flare activity, the new light of a new sun. Because of the movement of our planet into a new place in the solar system, we have a direct influence from the galactic center. Oh my. Yep. Just had a pileated woodpecker dropping in, sharing with us the reminder, their nature's drummers, sharing with us the reminder that we are each here to rediscover and live our own unique rhythms. And the reason our experience here in a body, in this now, is accelerating and intensifying at such an unprecedented rate is that we are playing catch up with these organic, meaning new, timelines that are activating the Lemurian grid in preparation for the 2020 energies, which I talked a little bit about on the May webcast. Even as lightworkers, and I've demonstrated that today, we are still prone to reaction and to making it, whatever the experience is, about us. That is ego. In the new timelines, even if the stickiness of emotion and misperception enter into an experience, we, individually and collectively, we have equal access. This is important. We have equal access, individually and collectively, to judgment, blame, discontent, or unconditional love, bliss, and surrender, activating from within the crystalline DNA. Your perception in each moment either creates space or closes off the space for this Lemurian grid activation. In creating space, I feel the counterclockwise spiral. In closing off, that same energy is the clockwise spiral. Our mind versus our heart. The known versus the memory. Mystery. And we do have memory of the mystery. It's everything inside of us. This is a free will planet. Who are we ready to be now? The answer reflects embodiment or the choice to remain in the known. Ego happy and feeling safe. Thich Nhat Hanh says, true love has four qualities: compassion, kindness, joy and inclusivity. In those energies, there is no other. There is no disharmony. Life is always for you, and you cannot make a misstep. We are never without support. The true realities and foundation of a new existence is unconditional love, unity, and oneness. Anything else is a perception being viewed through fear, through personal story, through attachment of some kind to the old masculine.